I'm Staff Sergeant TK Williams from your Public Affairs team. It's UTA weekend, time for another CDS drop. Joining me on the pod today is Colonel Brian Priest, the 130th Airlift Wing Commander, and Chief Master Sergeant Kevin Williams, 130th Wing Command Chief. Colonel Priest, what are your UTA priorities?
TK, thanks for having us. Chief, welcome. Glad to have you here.
Good to be back.
I just want to touch on a few things, and then I'll turn it over to Chief Williams. I want to start with the UEI. If you're a member of the wing, you have an email from me that shows you the draft report from the Air Mobility Command Inspection Team. You'll see that we received an effective overall and an effective in the four major graded areas. And if you go down into the subgraded areas, we had several highly effectives. I want to provide a little context to that grade. So Air Mobility Command has had a really high standard for UEIs in the last couple years. Multiple wings have failed. Even more have received grades of marginal, at least in some areas. So for us to have effective or highly effective in every graded area is just a testament to the great work across the wing from our people. And I want to say that you should be proud of what you did and always be grateful for that. So if you look at the last couple years, we've had a lot going on. We converted from an H to a J model wing. We did a readiness exercise down in Gulfport, and then we spent probably most of the last year preparing for this UEI. So what's next? The first thing I'll say is we need to stay ready. You know, most of us are in deployable positions. We have peer adversaries out there that we never know when we'll be called upon to serve against those or to protect our nation. So we have to stay ready. And what does that mean? It means being physically ready or medically ready, emotionally ready, financially ready, and then trained at your job. So whatever your job is, your AFSE, you want to be good at it. You want to get the training requirements complete. And if you do those things, if every individual does that, collectively, we'll be ready to go. Looking at facility changes, we have a lot going expected over the next few years, and I just want to give everyone a rundown of what's going to happen. Step one, starting really this drill, the hangar 107, which is between operations and comm. It's been remodeled. The AMC inspectors used it this past drill, but now aerial port will be moving into there. They'll spend the next few weeks moving in, and once they're settled in, AGE, or aerospace ground equipment, will move from hangar 121 into the former aerial port site. Eventually, that hangar 121, which is the one between operations and the ramp, it'll be demolished. SURF, Starbase, and obviously AGE, already mentioned, they'll all have new homes. That facility will be demolished. We'll expand our ramp a little bit, which is the final step for being fully operational capable as a J-model wing. It is a 15-foot longer aircraft, so we need a little bit bigger ramp to be compliant, and that'll help us achieve that. We will build into part of that spot with a new operations facility. We have an aging operations facility. We need to have a SCIF, or a sensitive compartmented information facility, and we need access to the ramp. So you'll see operations built where that hangar currently stands. And then the operations building that we have now will be demolished. And I think for everybody who works at the top of the hill, they'll be happy to hear we'll have a little more parking up there, because parking's always been an issue going back for the last 30 years or more. So a lot of good changes happening on the top of the hill. Those take time. They take a lot of money, a lot of work, a lot of planning and design. I expect 4 to 5 years for those to work all the way through. Change. If you've been in the military or the 130th for at least 5 years, and certainly more than, I'd say, 15 years, you're going to see a lot of change in the way things are done. We'll start with ASTAF. You know, it's going to become a more integral part of our structure. You'll see that implemented over the coming months and year. And then the groups, medical group, I don't see a lot of change coming, but the other three, mission support, operations, maintenance, the structure, it looks like the Air Force is planning to change how they're structured. So between Chief Williams and Colonel Chard and I, we'll certainly keep you updated on what we find out, but still more to come on that. And then the way we deploy. Historically, going back as long as I've been here, we deploy in small pieces, you know, so maybe operations and maintenance, or maybe just another section throughout the wing will deploy, and then we'll marry up Rainbow with several other wings, active duty, reserve, other guard wings, and form a deployable wing. What you're going to hear now is a term called deployable combat wing. That's what we will be. There's other types of combat wings, but we will be the DCW, deployable combat wing. And the way it looks is we'll marry up with another Air National Guard wing, or potentially active duty reserve. But between the two of us, we will completely man a deployable wing. That means most of our people will be on, will be activated, we'll go together, we'll serve together, which there's a lot of good in that. There's familiarity. We get to do what we do here abroad somewhere, so that's a positive. The negative is it really takes away from the wing and what we're able to do here. We have, you know, not just a federal commitment, but we also have a commitment to our state. So it'll be hard to support that and also maintain operations here. But we do have smart folks at the Pentagon and the National Guard Bureau who are looking at that. I believe they're creating what they call an in-garrison command. So there's more to come on that, but you have to be ready to embrace change. And then last, just getting more locally focused for this drill. We have a ruck run and a breakfast for the wing that Chief Williams is going to talk about, so I'll leave that to him, but I hope you participate in one or both of those. It should be a good time. Then we have a big promotion. Senior Master Sergeant Eddie Simmons from the Aircraft Maintenance Squadron being promoted to Chief Master Sergeant. Really happy for him. Eddie's done a ton in maintenance, a lot of positions, and he's very well deserving. So before I turn it over to Chief, I'll just wrap it up. So the UEI, fantastic job by everyone. I thank you for that. We'll use that to get better. If your area received a write-up, significant or minor, just, you know, try to fix it if we can and become a better section, a better wing from it. I have a lot of facility changes coming at the top of the hill. The way things, the structure of the Air Force and the way we deploy is likely to change. And we have a great drill coming up with some good events and a chance to get better at what we do. So, Chief, that's pretty much it for me. It's all yours.
Good morning, sir. That was a mouthful.
Yeah.
That was a lot. I just want to say, for starters, we had an announcement out for a first sergeant vacancy in AMXS. And I'm in the process of reviewing those applications now. And I'll be assembling a board. And if you applied, you'll be hearing from me to make an appointment for an interview. The next thing on my list is, as Colonel Priest alluded to, the RUT Challenge and the Family Readiness Breakfast. That's going to be Sunday morning. We're going to meet and start promptly at 0600. It'll be out behind the fire department on the flight line. Essentially, the workout is going to consist of you'll have a ruck. Bring your own ruck, your own weight. Nobody's judging you or whatever you want to do. If you don't want to wear a weight, don't. You know, we're going to do a lap all the way around the circumference of the parked aircraft on the apron. Security is going to give us a pass on that, and maintenance is going to set up a couple of light carts so that we can see in the dark. And then after that lap, you'll do a series of three rounds of 10. So there would be 10 walk out, walk back on your hands and stand up. I'll demonstrate all these. It's kind of hard on the podcast. And then 10 air squats, or 10, they'd be 10 weighted squats if you got a ruck on, right? And then there'll be 10 overhead presses, and then followed by another lap. And you can do as many rounds of that as you want to between 0600 and 0645. And that's when we'll wrap it all up. The Chiefs and I went out and did a little practice run, a dry run, I'll call it. And in about 30 minutes, if you jog, you could get about three rounds in. If you walk, you could get about two. So, you know, let that be a guide for you if you'd like. But looking forward to that, and then we're going to have breakfast with Miss Melton and Family Readiness, and it's going to be a really good Sunday morning. And then lastly, I want to congratulate Eddie Simmons for making Chief. Eddie, I've known Eddie a lot of years, fine aircraft mechanic, and he's well-deserving. And I, too, want to just make one point or allude to one thing in regards to our inspection. And it really stands out to me, and as I think about my career and what everything this wing's meant to me, to hear an inspector say the people in this wing have a lot of pride, but it's a different kind of pride. It's a pride where somehow humility is attached to it, and they're not, yes, they're proud of the wing, but they're really proud of their work, and they're proud of what they do. And I just bubbled over inside Colonel Priest that, like, this is the wing that I've been a part of my whole life, and I'm really honored and humbled to be a part of that. And I don't think anyone could have said it any better than he did that day. And so, again, I'm just really proud. This wing's phenomenal. That's all I have, sir.
Thanks, Chief.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, TK.
And that's going to do it for this episode of The Drop. For more information about the 130th Airlift Wing, visit us on the web at 130aw.ang.af.mil. Additionally, you can find us on all major social media platforms. Lastly, you can see us in the skies, delivering freedom with courage. This is Staff Sergeant T.K. Williams reminding you to stay ready to go.